Why would anyone claim Barnabas wrote the Epistle of Barnabas by Barthurman? In my previous posts, I indicated that the letter of Barnabas was not actually written by Barnabas, named as an apostle in Acts 10 to 15. In fact, it could not have been, since it almost certainly is to be dated to the 130 CE, for reasons I could explain if anyone really wants to know. Barnabas, the companion of Paul, must have died no later than the 70s CE, more likely the 60s, some 70 years before this letter was written. So Barnabas couldn't have written it. So why was the rather long letter of Barnabas, which is in fact anonymous, eventually attributed to Barnabas, the companion of Paul? I dealt with this question once, and only once in my entire life, I believe. It was something like 13 years ago on the blog, and here's what I said. Even though much of what I write on the blog is widely known among scholars, and even accepted mirabile dictu, I occasionally do set forth views that are not known or more likely accepted, and I like to think that that's because I haven't explained them well enough. In this particular instance, I've never seen anyone talk about the matter, and so this is an idiosyncratic view. Not because everyone disagrees with me, but because neither I nor anyone else has floated the view before scholars, to my knowledge, or even non-scholars before this post and the next. I say this post and the next because the answer I have in mind is a bit complicated and requires a rather lengthy setup. That's what this post is. The second post will then bring it home. And so, the setup. This is simply basic information that many of you will already know, but many of you probably will not. It has to do with the second century philosopher and theologian Marcion, who has never, so far as I know, been seen as particularly relevant to the letter of Barnabas. Marcion is often thought of as the arch-heretic of them all, one of the real scoundrels of second century Christianity, but it's a bad rap. He was an important thinker in his day, and for a while he had enormous influence on Christianity. To describe him in full would take a very long book or two. To describe him in brief, adequately, would take a lot of posts. And here, I'll do it in a couple of paragraphs. Short story is this. Marcion was a Christian in Asia Minor who in the year 139 CE went to Rome and joined the Christian church there. Over the next several years, he developed his theological views and he produced some writings. His theology was heavily indebted, as he proclaimed, to the teachings of the Apostle Paul. Paul, more than anyone else, argue that a person is made right with God apart from keeping the Jewish law. This contrast between gospel, Paul's good news, and law of the Jews was made absolute by Marcion. The reason there is such a difference between the gospel and the law, in his opinion, is because the God who sent Jesus into the world for salvation is not the same God as the one who created the world, called Israel to be his people, and through Moses gave them his law. There are, in short, and literally, two different gods. The God of the Old Testament, the Jewish God, for Marcion, is a just but vengeful God, a God of judgment and wrath. He gave the law, everyone breaks the law, and so he rightly condemns everyone. But there is a greater God, a God of mercy and love and forgiveness, who sent his son Jesus into the world to save people from the God of wrath. Jesus' death redeems people from the judgment of the Jewish God and saves them for the God of love, who was unknown to the world before Jesus came. Jesus himself, obviously, and unlike us, did not belong to the God of the Jews who created the world. He, unlike us, was not a material being, but was purely spiritual. He only appeared to be human. And so Marcion took the position known as docetism, from the Greek words dokeo, meaning to seem or to appear. Jesus only seemed human. He was not a real flesh and blood human being. There were lots of theological implications from this basic theology for Marcion. For one thing, Christians worshipped a different God from the Jews. For another, the Jewish Bible was not the Christian Bible. It was a Jewish book of no relevance to Christians. Marcion did have a canon of scripture. Some scholars have argued that he was the first to have a set canon with established contours, only some books and not others. This canon consisted of the 10 letters of Paul that Marcion knew of, all of our 13 except the pastoral epistles of 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, and the gospel that Paul kept referring to, a version of our gospel of Luke. Marcion's canon obviously did not include the Old Testament, which was a Jewish book and had nothing to do with Jesus or Paul or Christians. Moreover, He edited the 11 books of his New Testament. He didn't call it that, obviously, since he didn't have an Old Testament. The reason he edited the scripture may have occurred to you. The 11 books he considered scripture quote the Jewish scriptures. But for Marcion, the Jewish scriptures have nothing to do with Paul and Jesus. Obviously, what happened, Marcion argued, was that Christians who didn't know any better copied these books of Paul and the Gospel and inserted references to the Old Testament and references that affirmed the Jewish God and that celebrated the material world that he created. Originally, the Christian scriptures did not have such references in them, and so Marcion edited them out, claiming that he was restoring them to their original pristine state. There's more to say about Marcion, but this as much is at least necessary to make sense of my answer to the question about Barnabas, and that will be in the next post.